maybe. Babe. Hey. Hey. Wake up. Hey. It's me. Shh. It's me. What happened? Was that a nightmare? Hey. It's me. It's just me. Alright? Did you have a nightmare? Yeah? Okay. Breathe. One more time, going in and out. All right. You okay now? Yeah? Okay. What happened? Do you not want to talk about it? That's fine. Do you need anything? Do you want me to hold you? Do you want to get closer? No, yeah. Come here. Be in my arms. Yeah. There you go. I got you. Was it a reoccurring one that you had last time, or was it different? Okay. It's okay. I hate nightmares. Because at the moment it's real. Sometimes, even though you know it's not real, it's hard to escape. But I'm glad you got to escape this one. And I'm really proud of you. Mm-hmm. It's okay. No, you didn't wake me up. No, it's okay. No, you're fine. Just breathe and be in my arms. It's okay. Can I tell you one of my nightmares? Yeah? Okay. Well, this happened a couple of months ago, almost a year ago, I think. But, I can't really remember much, but I remember I was in an abandoned house, but it was an empty house. Yeah, it was a very empty house. It looked like my old house, but there was nothing there. It was just the walls and the windows. But it was just me. And it was just me walking around, looking at the different rooms, just being confused. I know at that moment I should be scared, but I was just confused as to why I was not only alone, but why I was back in my old house where I grew up in. Anyways, I found, like, this bottle. It was an empty bottle. It was an empty water bottle, but it felt heavy. And I was confused. I was like, there's nothing in it. But it's heavy. Like, it looked like an old, empty, like, standardized water bottle, but it was heavy. And I was confused, and then I looked up from the bottle and I saw my mom, and she was like reading something in the corner, and I was like, Mom? And then she looked up and she was like, Hi, honey. And then all of a sudden she just started walking. She walked out of the room, went to different rooms as well. Like, she pretty much did what I did before, but I was so confused. She just kept moving, and then one second I turned a different direction and she wasn't there anymore. And I was like, Mom, where are you, Mom? And then it was nothing, it was just me again. So I continued going around the house. I stopped in the kitchen And I saw this, kind of, it wasn't really small, but it was like a kind of a smallish black spot in the middle of the floor. And I was confused, and I touched it. It was like nothing. Like it was nothing. So I put my hand down there, and then it was like as if another like level of floor was there. So I was confused, but then I took my hand down and I kept walking. And then I went back upstairs to my old room. And then I saw a drawing. It was a drawing of a goldfish. And I was like, why does that look familiar? And then I remembered I drew my old goldfish when I was like 4 years old, maybe 3 years old. And there's a picture of me somewhere that it's like I'm like 3 or 4 years old drawing that specific picture. And it was right there. I looked at it and I don't know why it brought comfort to me. Reminded me of the good old days. And then all of a sudden, it just, there was no light, because there was no like home light, because it was sunny outside, so like we had like the nature light, or I had the nature light, but it just dimmed down quickly, and I was confused, well, more confused than I already was. So then I tried walking out of the room, but I saw this very tall shadow, like an entity or of some sort. It was dark. And it just kept hovering, not like on top of me, but it was in front of me. And I tried going a different direction, but it kept following me. So I turned around and then it was there. So then I tried to turn around quickly so I can run. And then I ran for a good bit, found a different room, and I was fine. And then the shadow followed me. Didn't go into the room, but it was just at where the door was. And then after a couple seconds of standing there and looking at me, there was another one that popped in right next to it. So there were two of them. And then all of a sudden, abruptly, they both moved towards me, like quickly. And at that moment, I could feel my mouth opening and trying to scream, but there was nothing coming out, and I was petrified. I was in the corner, so I was just petrified. And then I closed my eyes, and then the next time I opened my eyes, I woke up. But it was one of those dreams where it's like, it was one of those nightmares where like, when I wake up, I don't wake up screaming or, like, moving around. I just open my eyes and, like, take a deep breath. And just try not to be paralyzed. Because in nightmares, I feel paralyzed. I tried moving in my body, my arm, and then as soon as I could feel my arm moving, that's when I was like, okay, I'm back to normal. But yeah. For a while, I was confused as to why those shadows were there. I mean, I'm still confused till this day. But I'm not scared. I was scared when I first thought about it after the nightmare, but I'm not scared anymore. But yeah. I'm sorry you had that dream or nightmare at this part. Baby. Babe. Someone's fast asleep. I'm sorry you had that. I hope you have better dreams. And I hope you sleep well. Because you deserve that. Good night, my love.